Deer cattle futures softened Friday. Although recently higher, coal cow prices face further downside price risk. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of February. Although carcass weights continue to tumble beneath the weight of wet winter weather and front-end supplies seem snug, packers and feeders continued their weekly standoff until after late afternoon on Friday. At the time, negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped based on USDA reports. There were a few live trades reported in the Western Corn Belt during the week at $124 to $127 a hundredweight on a live basis, but too few to trend. The previous week, trade was a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at 125 and 1 to 150 higher at 124.50 to 126 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress sales were up to $3 higher the previous week at $200. As for those recent carcass weights, steer dressed weights were 183 pounds for the week ending January 12th, according to the actual slaughter under federal inspection reports from USDA. That was an extraordinary 13 pounds less than a year earlier. Dressed heifer weights for the week were 825 pounds, which was 6 pounds less than the same week a year earlier. Cattle futures softened Friday. Except for 50 cents higher in spot Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of 21 cents lower. Week to week, they were an average of 41 cents lower across the front half of the board, and then an average of 22 cents higher. Corn futures closed fractionally mixed. Soybean futures closed 3 to 4 cents higher, following the steep declines in the previous session. Consumer beef demand continues to lift choice wholesale beef values higher year over year. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.50 higher week to week on Friday at $216.85 a hundredweight. That was $7.81 more year over year. Select was 18 cents lower week to week at $210.99. but $5.85 higher than a year earlier. Analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service point out Valentine's Day last week was one of the top three holidays for the public eating out, with many of those customers choosing beef. Moving out of February and into March, they say, a beef rally is expected, which should increase fed cattle prices. Steers and heifers sold $2 lower to $2 a hundredweight higher in the north central and south central part of the country last week, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. They traded $2 to $5 higher in the southeast. Ranchers are gearing up for grazing season, as many areas have ample moisture for this time of year, say AMS analysts. They add that order buyers were out in full force with fewer receipts at sales across the country, and feed yards willing to take on replacement cattle in spite of muddy pens in the major feeding regions. Feeder cattle futures came under pressure Friday, with some giving credit to thoughts that grain prices will pop, at least in the short term, when the U.S. and China resolve trade issues. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.28 lower through the front three contracts Friday, and then an average of 64 cents lower. Week to week, other than an average of $1.54 lower on either end of the board, they are an average of 43 cents lower. Although early grass fever is providing some lift to calf prices, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says feeder cattle prices are discounted relative to other classes of cattle. According to Griffith, the reasoning for seemingly undervalued feeder cattle may be due to muddy pen conditions and unfavorable feeding conditions, but is also likely linked to cattle feeders' lack of confidence that the finished cattle market will remain strong through the second and third quarters of this year. More from Griffith in a moment. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Friday. Support included Congress passing and President Trump signing legislation to fund the government and avoid another shutdown. There is also growing optimism that the U.S. and China were close to striking a trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 443 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 29 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 45 points. On the other side of the ranch ledger, Griffith says The big story in cattle markets the past few weeks has been the increase in slaughter cow prices. He explains cow-calf producers have been concerned about low slaughter prices since the middle of October, when those prices in Tennessee dipped into the mid-$40 and proceeded to the low $40 level for November and December. In the past 4 weeks, he says, Tennessee slaughter cow prices have increased $10 a hundredweight and are now at their highest level since the first week of August. That $10 increase is essentially $120 to $140 more per head. Further, Griffith says, the seasonal tendency would say there's still room for slaughter cow prices to increase, which means they could reach $60 a hundredweight, resulting in $60 to $70 more per head than the current week's value. At the recent Cattle Facts Outlook seminar, Cattle Facts analysts projected additional downside price risk to coal cow prices this year. According to Cattle Facts analyst Kevin Good, years of expansion and poor operating margins in the dairy sector are generating more coal cows, which weighs on the markets. He says the additional supply and the limited packing capacity for non-fed cattle will result in a market which averages approximately $55 a hundredweight this year, with a spring high near $60 and a fall low in the lower 40s. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of February. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.